This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness, we got some busy days for the radio. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Joe Biden announced, that's not good news for Crazy Joe, despite this poll. There's a poll out there that has Joe Biden ahead of Trump. We'll get to it. Maybe we'll get to it today. We probably will. Hey, here's some more crazy news. Cory Booker, he's declared, you remember him, right? Senator Cory Booker, light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. Yeah, he has declared, and he announced, remember, that he's dating some chick, what's her name, Rosario Dawson, whatever. Kind of looks like a lizard to me, but people think she's attractive. Anyway, he's not dating her. It was a publicity stunt to say, I'm not gay, Cory, I'm not gay, Booker. Okay, Cory. Okay, I believe you. Okay, wink, wink. So he's dating her. Then he makes the announcement that he's going to choose a woman as his running mate, as if he has a shot. This is a guy that can't even fundraise. He went on the inner city tour, what they call it. I forget what they call that tour. I talked about it on the show. But he goes on some tour, and he starts with Newark. It's going to be all these inner cities or whatever, and reparations tour. You know, he's talking reparations and all that. Anyway, he says now his latest publicity stunt. This is to attract the women, the females. You know, his girlfriends. He's saying, when I have a running mate, I'm going to pick a woman, and I'm saying, yeah, okay, and when I play Carnegie Hall, what musical instrument will I decide I want to use when I go to Carnegie Hall? Let me think. Too funny. Desperation. Look, I get it. You get up, you look at the news, you see the titles. You've been trained to do it. You've been trained. You see the headline of a story. Donald Trump getting beat down. Donald Trump sucks. Donald Trump's the worst president ever. Democrats hate Trump. The world hates Donald Trump. Polling shows, you know, whatever. And you're dejected. That is exactly the strategy. Why do you think you come listen to the Kevin Jackson Show? Why do you think you call me? 844-551-8255. You call, you listen, you tell friends, you go listen on SoundCloud, you go listen on Spreaker, and all the different places you can find me. You got me on your phone, you're programming me in your car, you're putting me in the emails going, listen to this, and that. Oh, you're not doing that, that's right. Dadgummit, that's what you should be doing. But anyway, when you do want to get a hold of me, it's because you need to be uplifted. You need to go, is there somebody out there that believes differently? Yeah, it's that dude. It's that brother, that black dude, that American who happens to be black, who told us that Donald Trump was going to win the presidency, and he was not, he had no doubt about it. And you know what happened? Well, it turned out he was right. Yeah, so when you think about Kevin Jackson and the Kevin Jackson Show, you should be thinking about, hey, maybe I should listen. Maybe I should take heed to what he says. So Joe Biden's announced, and they got polling of Trump down by 8 points, believe it or not. Biden is so good. I just want you to understand, a man who failed running for president twice, who said Hillary Clinton would be a better VP than I would, she would have probably done better, you know, running against whatever, I don't know, all the different things. And Hillary Clinton gets her butt kicked by Donald Trump, but a poll shows that Donald Trump is down by 8 points. Yeah, and things are going so good for the Democrats that Cory Booker has said, you know what, I better come up with a new strategy. Okay, look, I'm gonna run a woman. Hey, what about O'Rourke? I'm a fake Mexican, Robert O'Rourke. What about him? How's he doing? Well, I'll tell you how he's doing. He's replaced his campaign staffers. He's using now the people who won for Obama. He's using the people who won for Obama set a strategy for a guy like Obama, a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect, and Beto, the fake Mexican, thinks he can use this strategy to become Beto, the fake Mexican. Oh, by the way, my sister is Rachel Dolezal. He can go out and do the same thing because he's going to have the staff of all these other folks. Well, good for him. Good for him. Democrats are in big, big trouble. In fact, O'Rourke, speaking of him, he's under attack. Did you guys know this? He's under attack. They said he, remember when he ran against Ted Cruz, they talked about his DUI. And he admitted he was involved in a crash from a DUI. But he says he didn't attempt to flee the scene as witnesses claim. Here's what he said. I did not try to leave the scene of the accident. Though driving drunk, which I did, is a terrible mistake, which there's no excuse or justification or defense. But he says witnesses corroborated his story. But then, guess what? The Texas Tribune tracked down the officers in that 1998 arrest, and they said O'Rourke fled the scene. That's what he did. So he wants to now try to rewrite history. What I'm telling you, folks, is these people are in disarray. They can't fundraise. Donald Trump raised more money than all the Democrats combined. He didn't put a nickel of his own money in it because he's got the grassroots doing it. He raises over $1 million a day. That is more than all the Democrat candidates combined. And we got Joe Biden in it. I know you reminded me of it. My producers keep talking, Joe Biden. Why are you mouthing JB, Joe Biden to me, huh? I know Joe Biden's in it. And let me tell you, Joe Biden's being set up. I'm going to talk about it here in a little bit. Joe Biden is being set up. He's in big trouble. Yeah. So we'll get into his poll. We'll get into him declaring. And I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on with Joe Biden. Because he is being set up. Who else you want to talk about? Kamala Harris is having trouble fundraising. She's doing okay. In fact, Kamala Harris put a shot across the bow at Joe Biden. Did you know that? Yeah, a group of women were saying, why are we relying on all these old white men? You know who leads their polling, right? Old white men. Depending on the poll you look at, it's either Bernie Sanders, 70-something plus year old white dude, or Joe Biden, 70-something year old white dude. Bernie Sanders actually said that a country that allows so many millionaire senators, it's a sickness. He described it as like a failure of our society. Guess what Bernie is now? A millionaire senator. And he doesn't apologize for it. I wrote a book. You write a book. You could become a millionaire too. The Democrats are in disarray. What are you worried about? You're sitting there, Republicans. What? Is Donald Trump worried about Weld? Governor Weld of Massachusetts? He's a Democrat for all intents and purposes. Nobody's going to run against Trump. He's got no competition. He doesn't have to spend a dime. These guys are going to eat each other up during the primaries. He's going to feast on the carcasses of whatever's left over. And you're concerned? Come on, folks. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You have concerns on that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Busy, bad days for the Democrats. Oh, my goodness. I would not want to be a Democrat today. Oh, I know. You're worried because you read the book. You get all the bad news. And you know what? You've been taught to be a worrier. Not a warrior, a worrier. Yeah. See, I train warriors on this program. You are a warrior who's training to be a warrior. And the good news for you is it sounds kind of close. And the better news is I'm going to make you into a warrior. If you keep listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you will know how to fight. I'm talking about mentally and physically. Physically, I can only go so far. But mentally, I will make you have the mind of special forces. Hey, are you guys aware of this? The bombers, some of the bombers, two of the bombers in the Sri Lanka bombings of Christians were millionaires. Sons to one of the richest guys in Sri Lanka. I think he was the richest guy. Two of these kids were, they were millionaires. The sons of a millionaire. Going to inherit everything. They showed a video. It's sad to look at this video because he's sort of hesitant. And he goes into the place. He's got the backpack. There are people just eating that he doesn't know. And boom, you could tell he's just like, well, okay. Then finally he just pulls the thing and its camera goes blank because they have a camera in the room. I mean, it was instantaneous. Everybody that you can see in that video was dead. Waiters and waitresses going around with their daily lives. It's sad to see that because I'm looking at that video going, there's a guy that doesn't even see him because he's just talking to somebody across the way from him. And I'm looking at this guy saying he doesn't even realize in a second his life is about to end. It's not like he's walking in front of a car and he can see the car. It's not like he has some debilitating disease. He has no idea he is about to die. And I looked in the video, you can see about six people or so. And you're just saying to yourself, they're all about to die. Over what? Over a radical ideology that is continuing to rear its ugly head all over the world. And you know what? The Democrats don't even want to say Christians. They want to say Easter worshipers. Right? They don't want to tell you that the people who perpetrate these types of crimes are terrorists, Muslim terrorists. They want to remove words from the lexicon to suit their need because they want us to feel what? Safer? Better? Have sanctuary? These guys were millionaires. You know why I'm telling you this? What I'm saying, folks, is it doesn't matter what you give these people. It doesn't matter how much they succeed in life. You know what they are? They are disappointed in themselves. They are ideologues for what they believe, and they are willing to kill themselves for that. It doesn't matter what you give them. Same with Democrats. You think, oh, geez, you know, these Democrats are going to see the benefit of Donald Trump, this economy and all. Democrats don't care. You guys have heard me say this. My grandmother said it 1,000 times, and more than that, I'll say it to you 1,000 times. You could give a Democrat a ham under each arm, and they will be mad that you didn't give them bread. That's the way Democrats work. Anyway, I want to move on. So one of the things we're going to talk about, maybe, the number of people, the border issue, the comprehensive immigration reform. The number of people being released every day into this country, it's appalling. We'll get into that. Millions. Whatever the number they tell you about illegals, it pales in comparison to what's happening to us every single day, who's being released. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden has declared. Yeah. And excuse me for sparing you the audio from the video where he throws his hat in the ring. It would be akin to you seeing Hillary Clinton in a negligee. I wouldn't do that to you. I just won't do that to you. No, I'm sorry. I can't. My producer's like, play. No, I won't. I won't do it. I'm not going to put my audience through that. Anyway, now there's 20 people running for office as Democrats against President Trump. And I said on another radio show, an interview the other day, and I'll say it to you again, because I've said everything I say on another radio show, trust me, you get it first. Yeah, you get it first. You are my priority. But I did say this to you guys, and I said it to them. I said, you can tell a lot more about the Democrats by who's not running. The top Democrat candidates are not running. Mayor Bloomberg of New York said he's not running. He doesn't have the passion for it. He sees what's going on with the Democrats, and he says, I don't want to be a part of it. Anybody remember Howard Schultz? He's going to run as an independent. What's happened to Howard? He's been ostracized in his community. What about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York? If you want to have the best possible role, a governor from a state like New York, with one of our marquee cities, New York City, so we have the mayor and the governor of New York who said no. And then most recently, who do we have that didn't want to run? The governor of Virginia, effectively a battleground state. Former head of the DNC, Terry McAuliffe, I'm not running. And you want to know why? Because they know the writing on the wall. So they say, let Biden in there. Let Hillary, you want to run again? Whoever wants it, go ahead. Be the next loser. Biden, you want to be a three-time loser for president? Jump in there. He won't be. Trust me. He won't be. Third time around. And he's already in trouble. He was in trouble while he was on hiatus. What Biden hopes, let me tell you what his hopes and dreams are right now, that people will forget about him being creepy. That's what his hopes are. He's hopeful that the creepy thing is gone, that he's talked it through. And now he's coming out with this announcement that I spared you from. Remember? It'll be like Rosie O'Donnell doing a runway show for Victoria's Secret. I spared you. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay? Anyway, he believes that he's going to talk his way out of that stuff. Let me tell you, worst possible thing that you can imagine. And here's the deal. Biden's troubles began decades ago. They've only resurfaced after he refused to stay out of politics because he was warned, really and truly. He was warned. I wrote a while back that being Obama's VP was Joe Biden's political reward. He should have been able to take that role and make himself into a god. He should have set up the Biden Foundation. He should have gone out on speaking tour, making $50,000, $100,000 a speech. I mean, that's the kind of the going rate for a washed up old white Democrat. But he could get that. And by the way, I'll take that washed up old white Democrat rate personally, because it's a lot more than I get to speak. But that's what they wanted him to do, and Biden didn't do it. Why would you try to outdo being the vice president of baby black Jesus, the Democrats' Lord and Savior, their Messiah? How dare you? Why would you try to outdo that? Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State for Barack Obama, but they made a deal. She was going to get, okay, I'm going to back out and give you my support so you can win, but then you got to help me. That's the only reason why Hillary gets a pass. Because let me tell you something. When the Democrats ordained Barack Obama as their Messiah, you take your, that's it. That is Biden, that's as far as you need to go. But he went, he pushed it. And now he's in big trouble, and I'm going to explain it. We get back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, President Trump says Chris Cox, Wayne LaPierre, and Oliver North are three Second Amendment champions.
And I'm a champion for the Second Amendment, and so are you. It's not going anywhere. It's under assault. It's under assault, but not when we're here, not even close.
The legal team for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is working today to convince a Florida judge to toss videos police say show Kraft paying for sex. Prosecutors say videos shot on two separate occasions show the 77-year-old Kraft paying for sex at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Avengers Endgame is already setting opening night records. Thursday night previews of the superhero movie have already set a Marvel record at $43 million. This is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats don't know when to quit. They don't know when to get out. They don't know when they're in the midst of a death spiral, which, by the way, is practically on everything that they do. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm not tough on Democrats. I'm tough on people that don't have logic in their thinking. What was I talking about? I was talking about diversity at college with very esteemed group of individuals, and I said, okay, so let's just look at diversity at college. So colleges and universities are spending millions of dollars on diversity, right? But then they say, well, because we were talking about black-only dorms and things like this, and it was my legal team, and they said, well, Kevin, the colleges have an out because they say they provide this for some people because maybe you grew up in, like, let's say, an all urban area around all blacks. So they offer a black-only dorm for those who say, I want to have the experience because I'm not assimilating, you know, I'm not used to being that assimilated into colleges, universities, et cetera, et cetera. And I go, okay. So then my first question is, well, then aren't there white kids growing up in Appalachia that could have the same thing? They could say, I'm not used to being, you know, around a bunch of black folks. It's a different culture, and I'd like to have my own dorm. Can't Muslims do it? Can't Guatemalan midgets request that they have their own dorm? I mean, if that's the deal, it's a pretty slippery slope. So we talked about that. And then I said, oh, but wait a minute. Last time I checked, college wasn't Montessori. It isn't like you're bringing all these kids together and saying, okay, let's all learn how to get along. You know, like you've never seen a black kid. You know, you would think that we're growing up like we're in South American jungle tribes that have never seen man or a camera or whatever. These kids have smartphones, cables. They got everything they need to know how the world is. Not to mention, haven't you spent a fortune on diversity? And you're talking about, I'm talking to colleges and universities, you spent a fortune on diversity, and the idea is bringing these kids in. You've studied the way to do it. Do you increase diversity by segregating? See, that's the death spiral for leftism. It's easy to just ask a few questions and say, explain that to me. How is it you bring kids to a campus and say, well, they don't have the experience of integration, and then you say, so we're going to keep them segregated? Aren't you spending a lot of money for the very opposite of what you're trying to achieve? Oh, I'll just listen. Anyway, Biden is one of these guys. All of his past is coming back to haunt him. And he reminds me of his re-entry into politics. He's a punch-drunk ex-prize fighter. He doesn't know when to quit. And if there's anybody that's going to find out that you're never going to be as good as your resume, it's going to be Joe Biden. He doesn't realize it yet, but he's going to be the poster child for Democrat women of color. And I don't mean in a good way. See, Biden represents all the things that the Democrats no longer want. as does the current leader of the pack of 20 now, Bernie Sanders, if he's still the leader, because it goes back and forth. And I want to talk about, because the top three, here are the top three. It's Biden and Sanders, one and two, depending on the poll. And believe it or not, number three is Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg. I'm finally saying his name right. I was calling him Buttigieg. Buttigieg. He's a butter boy in more ways than one. Buttigieg. So Pete Buttigieg is number three. Before, it was Robert, I wish I was a Mexican, O'Rourke, who's now dropping. Talked about it earlier. Check it out, kjradio.com, if you want to listen. But Biden is about to be a casualty of the Democrat Party. He thinks he's getting in. They're going to fool him into believing they want a moderate old white guy. He is so disconnected from his party, he doesn't even realize it. Mail.com reported this. This is from women of color at this event. I know that we've been cultured to feel that only white men can save us, said Lamarck, the Texas she's a Texas organizer. I just don't feel like Biden is our answer. Biden's candidacy is likely to reshape the Democratic race, which has put the party's diversity on display. The group of eight 2020 hopefuls who spoke at the forum were surprised one black man, one black woman, three other women, a Latino man, and two white men, all making the case for why they should be the nominee. That's who was at the event, by checkboxes, right? Those are all the checkboxes. They went on to write, black female voters will play a critical role in the Democratic Party's attempt to defeat President Trump in 2020. And they will, just not the way that the left believe it to be. Let me tell you what black females are thinking, more so than people want to credit them for, all over the country. They're thinking, I finally got a job. My man finally got a job. I'm finally getting answers to my situation, you know, whether it's health care, all these different things that they need to run their families, most of them running their families by themselves. But when they do get help, they're getting help from people who are now finally back to work. There's been more uplifting, if you will, in the black community because of Trump, because of jobs, number one, you know, because blacks are the most employed they've been in history. I mean, outside of slavery, you know, that Democrat thing where they made us all work. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but outside of that, we're the most employed since we've been keeping records. And women are the most employed since we've been keeping records. Ergo, black women are the most employed since we've been keeping records, which means they're better able to take care of their families. They're getting a little bit more, and it doesn't seem like much. Some of them got bonuses. Some of them got raises. Some of them have bigger paychecks, you know, or tax refunds and what have you. It seems incremental, but that feeling, that feel-good feeling is permeating the black community. That's the good thing. But these black women are not, they've seen enough. They've been fooled. They understand it. They know the ruse of the women's movement. And let me tell you, it's only going to get worse because we're going to be pushing this message. Here's what they said. The raucous standing room crowd in the 1,800-person capacity auditorium at the historically black Texas Southern University listened intently as the candidates were questioned about maternal mortality, immigration, tribal sovereignty, income inequality, and other issues. Attending were Cory Booker, former cabinet member, Obama cabinet member Julian Castro, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Rep. Robert O'Rourke, I don't call him by the nickname, and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Latosha Brown, the co-founder of Black Votes Matter, Black Voters Matter, said she was initially eager for Biden to enter the race and now sees strong alternatives to him. I'm over white men running the country, Brown said. I don't know if I'm getting him getting in changes the fields. He has name recognition, but his strength is also his weakness. Who is his announcing going to surprise? Now let me get to why Biden's a sacrificial lamb. Me Too stuff's not going away. Donald Trump will bring it up. More women are going to come forward. The women running in this race are going. That was a shot over the bow. And let me tell you who this whole event was for. The underlying event, this thing, was for Kamala Harris. Because she's the only black, the only woman of color running. Elizabeth Warren notwithstanding, but we've seen where that worked out. So that's what this is for. It's a shot over the bow to Biden to say the Me Too stuff's not going to go away. Now, they didn't mention it because they're going to, you know, believe me, the Democrats are going to try to rally around it for a bit, but it is not going away. And I guarantee, I don't know whether Trump will throw a poison pill and say, yeah, what about Joe Biden and what about Sniffy? Because I'd call him something like, what about Sniffy? You know, or something where, because he loves to go behind women and sniff them. We're making a little mockumentary of Biden that we hope goes viral. And it's gonna detail all of Biden's misdeeds and the things that he's done and his mea culpas and all that. And I want to get more filmmakers doing this kind of stuff and give them a place to put it. So if you know people that are interested, get them with me. If you have a son or a daughter or you yourself are a filmmaker, contact me at kjradio.com. We will get you producing stuff and get it played. Get it out there and with a chance of you making some bucks. So hit us up on that. Anyway, Democrats would love to make their bets on, you know, because I love the sweet irony of what's going on at that particular session with these people. Or because 2 short years ago, Democrats did try something different. Hillary Clinton, she was different. She was a woman. She was ordained to be the next president of the United States, and they did everything illegal within their power to do in order to make that happen. And we know the outcome. So apparently Democrats didn't just need a woman. They needed a woman of color. So this is a gathering for Kamala Harris, a shot over the bow to all the men in the race. And by the way, this includes gay men, Mr. Buttigieg. So the big arc of the Democrats is going to be defeat Trump. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand their strategy. The big arc that encompasses all the Democrats is we got to beat Donald Trump. But it's the little arcs that are going to hurt their causes, and we're going to talk about those.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In November 2008, the world changed forever. And standing adjacent to that change was Joe Biden. Now, own a piece of history. Be the first to reserve collateral victory, the commemorative plate honoring Joe Biden, only the second Caucasian American vice president to be elected this century. This unlimited edition collector's plate features the vice president-elect with clean hair and articulate teeth, standing proudly in the shadow of history. Collateral Victory is crafted from store-quality porcelain and richly accented in American Express gold trim. Complete with election date and trademark inscription, I'm with change, engraved in beautiful Helvetica. The back displays an authentic Amtrak Acela schedule for the greater Delaware region on the day of the election, as well as a list of Joe Biden's historic Senate subcommittee achievements. Each plate comes with a certificate of authenticity from the Guild of Commemorative Plate Authenticators. And, as a special bonus, a certificate of incorporation from the state of Delaware. Collateral Victory is perfect for sorting your pills or reminding yourself who the vice president is. Or you can hang it on your wall. Due to unprecedented demand, we are allowing orders of up to 300 plates per household or more. Order anytime. We will never break the mold. Yes, you can own a piece of history. Only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, or a set of 10 for $20. Memories may be fleeting, but plates are forever.
For decorative use only, do not allow plates to come into contact with food. Pregnant women should not handle plate. Plate mint is all over time. Void where prohibited.
Woo! Can hardly wait to run out and grab me one of those Joe Biden plates. whoever did that back in the early part of the, when right after Obama got elected, that was good work. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Joe Biden has finally thrown his hat in the ring, and it ain't gonna be good. That's all I got to tell you.
Well, what about the girl molested on C-SPAN at the Senate swearing in? The stomach? He did. No, answer. Answer the question.
That was Joe Biden getting asked about molesting children. It's not going to go away. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Man, Joe Biden. Here's what he said about Obama. There's so much history about this guy. Really? This is who you guys want? We'll get into his poll numbers in a second. I just want to remind you of some of the crazy stuff in the crazy world of Biden.
The number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S.
Do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves?
Is this Parents Magazine?
It is.
I have Parents Magazine at home. I've never heard anybody in Parents Magazine ask these kinds of questions, but I'm delighted to answer them. Repeat the last part of the question, please.
So she's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out. Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. And, in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Joe Biden, honestly, I could do probably a week of shows
on the silliness of Joe Biden. How anyone could take this man seriously is just shows you how crazy it is for the Democrats. I would hate to be a Democrat right now. KJRadio.com. So there's a poll out. Morning Consult / Politico poll. So this is a poll by the group called Politico. I don't know if you know much about them, but Politico is read by, I'm gonna leave some wiggle room. 80% leftist. I know it's higher. Sometimes we'll jump over just to see a story, but that's it. It is, if you're going to be polled in Politico, if they took a random sampling of whatever audience they have, I can almost guarantee you that audience will be at least 80% leftist. He says, 1,992 registered voters, this is a Politico, found Biden leading the president by 8 percentage points in a hypothetical matchup. Now, this is supposed to be bad news for Donald Trump. But here's the bad news for Politico. That's good news for Donald Trump. Biden is 42. Trump is 34. So 76, which means 24% other. Now, what that also means is, this is my opinion, but I believe it to be right. Donald Trump has well over 30% of Democrats who agree with him, who prefer him over all the political Democrats that are going to run in 2020. Biden being one of the front runners is 8 points ahead. Now, I'm not going to use Fox News because that's not even hard enough right. Let's say the Washington Times did a poll, similar poll. If Biden got 8% of Republicans that said they would support him over Donald Trump, I'd buy you a steak dinner. There's no way he comes anywhere close to 34%. So if you do the negation, if you will, so let's say 34 to 8, you can even make it 34 to 10. It's still going to give Donald Trump a 24% advantage of what the leftists believe of him versus what righties believe of Joe Biden or any other Democrat. It's worse for the rest of the Democrats because they only get 24. Trump, well, I shouldn't say it's worse because technically it's only a 10-point differential, so it's roughly the same. But if Biden gets, and I'm going 10% of the other side, I don't think any other Democrat would come anywhere close. I don't think if you said, well, what about Buttigieg, or whatever. I don't think if you said Bernie Sanders, I don't think there's a single one of them that would get over 10. So those numbers could be 24, 25, 26% differential. But they want this to be, oh, this is bad news for Donald Trump. They go on to say this, the National Online Survey has a 2-point margin of error. Yeah, in terms of what those people actually said, but it does not have a 2-point margin of error over who got polled. Let me ask you, do you know anybody who's been polled because of Politico? I couldn't name a soul who's been polled because of Politico. Not one. I don't know anybody that's ever taken a political poll. Now, I could be wrong. I don't go around polling to see, hey, have you done a poll for Politico? Most of the time, most of the people I know, they do no polls. I get a poll, I hang up, or I give them misinformation. Those are my only two options. Now, they say Trump's garnering roughly 1/3 of the vote in the early head-to-head test pales in comparison of the last incumbent president. Now, I want you to remember, it's a Politico poll. They said at this point in the 2012 election cycle, then-President Barack Obama led Republican Mitt Romney by several points, polling consistently in the mid to high 40s, even after the 2010 Tea Party wave and backlash to the Affordable Care Act. Here's what they aren't telling you, though. Barack Obama was well on his way down during this time. He'd gone from the 60s down into the 40s. Trump is coming up from the mid to high 30s, well into the 40s. Just think about those trajectories.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.